The second symbol for power used by the ancients is the two-edged sword. The double blade indicates that as we use spiritual power on others or in relation to other kingdoms, so will it be used on us. We shall reap exactly what we sow. Therefore, it is imperative that we anchor the first five spiritual characteristics, faith, strength, love, judgment, and will, before employing the sixth quality of power. If we use power without love being the motivation or for personal reasons rather than for following Spirit's will, invariably we will harm others. The sword will cut and will maim rather than be used as an instrument of truth for enacting the laws of God. If we exercise power on others before mastering ourselves, we make errors and develop karma, which will have to be balanced and corrected in this or future lifetimes. The sword is a surgical tool and thus must be handled with precision, control, and mastery. Just as it takes many years of training for the surgeon to use the scalpel effectively in the treatment of disease, so it involves many years of spiritual training before the spiritual student understands the many levels of power and masters its use for the good of all. In the process, many errors may be made. Many abuses of power may occur, but these can be used for good if lessons are learned and the abuse is corrected. Some persons fear using power because of the risk of abusing it or because of guilt from past difficulties with using power properly. But fearing and shunning the spiritual use of power invites others to take control and prevents one from performing one's rightful duties and functions. This is not spiritual mastery, as befits a child of God. The sword is an extension of the arm and the hand, and its use requires the support and the movement of the legs. Thus, pointing to the limbs as instruments of power, as parts of the physical body that resonates to the power characteristic. In the symbol of the centaur, the limbs also are prominent, for the entire muscular system is symbolized by the muscular structure of the horse. Indeed, the muscles and the limbs bring control and mastery on the physical level. They enable us to grasp, to manipulate, to lift, to have mobility and to write, or to speak the word through use of written language. When there are imbalances with power at mental, emotional, and astral levels, they may reflect into the muscles and the limbs, leading to some degree of disease. You are listening to the podcast Om Ministries. I am Consciousness, and I am Jeanette. I love you.